Airwave Sound is in a nondescript three-story building in a light industrial area of East Vancouver, down the street from a car wash and a U-Brew. Inside, 11 actors crowd into one of the studios, while on the other side of the glass, 8 more people, directors, producers, and technicians, along with 2 dogs, fill a control room. There's a giddiness in the air on this final day of taping for the first season of Silver Wing.
Oh, my dear.
Okay, 53.
I'm okay.
Stevie Valens is a jazz singer, an actor, and a voice director who won an Emmy Award last year for her work on the animated series Madeline. She's even more excited about Silver Wing.
But just carry on, no big deal.
Okay.
It's wonderful. It's a children's book, but any adult I've ever spoken to has fallen in love with it. It's about bats and owls. Shade Silverwing, the lead character, is the runt of the bat colony, Silverwing colony, and there was a fight between the birds and the beasts, and the bats didn't want to take sides. So they've been punished. They must never see the sun. That was their curse.
Okay, 27 on.
And Bathsheba's back where she belongs.
Don't be too hard on her. Bathsheba believes everything she's done has been for the good of the colony.
And the operative word is believes?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
The river!
And big gasp.
This is a read-through, a practice run before today's scripts are recorded, edited, and then sent downtown to Bardell Entertainment, the animation company, where the images will be synchronized to the voices. This is called prelay, when the voices are pre-recorded before the animation is done, as opposed to ADR, additional dialogue recording, where the voices are synchronized to the images. Many of the actors do more than one voice, and they make pretty good money doing it.
There's great money to be made. Some of them do it as a part-time. Some of them leave one series and go right to the next the same day. A lot of people have 3 or 4 series going at one time. You could be making anywhere in the neighborhood of, well, I'll lowball it at 30, but more like 50,000 to do 4 hours work a week. Then you look at maybe being in 3 or 4 series.
I'm short and tight.
I hear that about you. I read that about you on a washroom wall the other day.
And you carry a card, right?
Stevie Valens worked as an actor in Hollywood for years, including a regular stint on the long-running series Knots Landing. Since returning to Canada a decade ago, she's released a jazz album, she's produced 2 successful benefit concerts, and she continues to teach her series of voice workshops called Tuned In. She's also done a lot of voice work herself, but she loves directing.
Right. Maybe an I-I-I or a gasp or something as Goth grabs him, and then something catches his eye.
Right.
I do get to do a couple of the voices, but I'm really concentrating now on my position as voiceover director. That means that I work with the script, the dialogue, and it's like getting an on-camera performance out of an actor. The bottom line is the foundation for this kind of acting is good acting. Yeah, it's nice to have a good ear and a funny voice, but a lot of the animation coming out now is more feature film, they call it, so it's not really about a funny voice. So my job is to try to get the performance that the artistic director wants, that the producers want. My role as an interpreter to the actors, add a little this, bring it up, bring it down, make it faster. In this case, they're working as a cast. And that's nice because they can really ping off each other. And what's wonderful about Bardell and Teletoon is that everybody's really open to improv so that the actors get to be very natural and come off script.
Well, Brutus, we are wolves, after all. Wolves don't slave under tyrants. We find the pack more efficient.
He's right on, Lee.
He's so good!
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen,
so awesome.
Lee Toker.
You know, if I could talk like that all the time, I'd never be alone.
19.
You know, it beats going to therapy. It's a lot of fun. You got to have a sense of humor, and you got to be well slept. I mean, it's not like you just go in and goof off. You may sound goofy, but that's because you're good and you're focused. So those kind of people are really honed in their craft. They take it very seriously. You know, I say that with tongue in my cheek. I mean,
how can you have grown men talking like this?
And be serious, you know, it's very hard. See, it beats therapy.
Stevie Valance is the voice director for Silverwing, the animated series based on the books by Kenneth Opel. The series is produced by Bardell Entertainment in Vancouver and will premiere on the Teletoon TV network this coming fall. For the afternoon show, I'm Paul Grant in Vancouver.
Oh, yes, that shade most certainly is a naughty bat.
Okay, so just...